The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me in abundance in this world shall be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this is the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again enabled us to gather in His house. ये अल्लाह का एहसान है, अल्लाह का करम है कि हमें ये सआदत मिली कि हमारे ज़िंदगी के ये अय्याम अल्लाह के घर में गुजर जाएं। अल्लाह ताला कबूल फरमाए और ऐसी सआदतें हमें अल्लाह ताला अता फरमाता रहे। अल्लाह ताला कीप ऑन रिवॉर्डिंग अस इन दिस मैनर, बिकॉज कमिंग टू द मस्जिद, सिटिंग इन द गैदरिंग ऑफ इल्म दीन इज ऑल्सो ए गिफ्ट फ्रॉम अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला। एंड टुडे व्हाट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट is not about the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, because if we count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are uncountable. It is impossible to ever count the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are many. But the question is, how do we thank, how do we do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ni'mats? So inshallah azza wa jal, before we can come to the different ways of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's listen to a very beautiful and iman refreshing narration, which is about Sayyidina Salman Farsi rahimahullah. The Sayyidina Salman Farsi rahimahullah mentioned that a person once was blessed with a huge amount of wealth. He got hold of a treasure and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him all sorts of wealth. Allah ta'ala ne ek bande ko bahut nawaza, यानी हर किस्म का माल उसके पास था। बट अलोंग विद दैट, एज डेज पास्ड, ही स्टार्टेड लूजिंग वन थिंग, देन ही स्टार्टेड लूजिंग अनदर थिंग। थोड़ा नुकसान हुआ, बाद में और नुकसान हुआ, दिन ब दिन इसकी एक एक दो दो, एक एक दो दो चीजें जाती रही। इट केम अ पॉइंट दैट अ पर्सन फ्रॉम अ लेवल ऑफ अ वेरी वेल्थी मैन, ही केम टू अ लेवल वे ही हैड नथिंग but a sleeping mat, yani bichhone ke ilawa uske paas aur kuch na raha. He had nothing remaining with him, Allahu Akbar, but he had one habit, uski ek aadat thi, he would always thank Allah subhanahu wa taala, hamesha shukr karta rehta, ya Allah subhanahu wa taala I thank you, ya Allah taala I thank you, I have this, ya Allah I thank you, ya Allah this is gone, ya Allah I thank you, that is gone, ya Allah I still thank you, that is gone, ya Allah I still thank you, I'm left with only a sleeping mat, ya Allah I still thank you. Allahu Akbar, somebody asked him that what is there to thank, ma'az Allah, why are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is remaining with you? He said, don't you see that I still have my eyes, don't you see I still have my ears, don't you see I'm still breathing, don't you see I still have my hands, don't you see I still have my feet, don't you see that I'm still able to speak, don't you see I'm still able to hear? Dekhte nahi ho ke kya poochte ho ke kuch nahi bacha, main dekh sakta hu, aankhein hain, kaan hain, paon hain, haath hain, ye Allah taala ki ne'mat hai, nahi hai to aur kya hai? These are the ne'mats of Allah subhanahu wa taala, so I am thankful over them. Allahu Akbar. Now just think about this narration, that this was the level of mindset, this was the approach of our pious predecessors, our buzurgane deen, our pious sages used to think this way, that no problem, I don't have this, it's fine, no problem, I don't have that, it's fine, Allah Ta'ala has given me the body. Allah Ta'ala has given me an intellect. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given me all my body parts, you know, in good and sound position. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed me with so much. You know, minor things which we do not bring in account that much, they are actually one of the biggest bounties of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Just the fact the saliva in your mouth, if your mouth goes dry for half a day, you can't live. Yes, the saliva in your mouth, if this dries up completely, how will you eat? How will you swallow things? How will it go down your gullet? How will the whole system work? Your intestines, which is inside, that's a ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Your stomach, it is a ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Likewise, think about your eyes, think about the other things. You know, in the times of COVID-19, when patients were dying for oxygen, they were keeping those machines in their houses to check their oxygen, you know, range and oxygen levels. When the oxygen would decrease, what happens then? Hundreds of thousands of, you know, money, kwacha, rupees going to purchase that tank so the tank can, you know, provide oxygen to you. And where does oxygen come in those tanks? After huge process, after the huge work behind it, it gets, you know, canned and packed in that certain packaging or whatever, the container or tank, and then you pay for it and you pay millions for it, and then you benefit with that oxygen. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given you that whole plant in your body, that what we breathe, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given a filter plant in the shape of our nose, that the air is filtered, it goes into our lungs, it provides nutrition to our body. Imagine the oxygen of the entire world is stopped for a second. You know, these are small things which we do not pay attention towards, but in reality, these are great ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Another very wonderful narration about methods of thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that now when the topic is, you know, thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then how do we thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? What is the thankfulness of ni'mats? So there was a person who had a similar question. So he went to a sheikh, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hani, rahimahullah, explains that once a person approached Sayyidina Abu Hazim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He approached Sayyidina Abu Hazim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and asked, O Abu Hazim, O the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is thankfulness of eyes? How do you make shukr about your eyes? Eyes are a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will tell you these are the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how do you do shukr? Allah ta'ala has given you eyes, do shukr. Allah ta'ala has given you ears, do shukr. Allah ta'ala has given you hands, do shukr. Allah ta'ala has given you feet, do shukr. Now the question is, how do we do shukr? Okay, fine, I agree. Eyes, ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, but how do we do shukr? So this person asks, O Abu Hazim, how do I do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon my eyes? Allahu Akbar. He says, to convey further anything good you have seen with them and to hide anything bad. Meaning, you tell and share with others whatever good your eyes have witnessed. Aankhon ne jo kuch achha dekha, wo aapne aage bayan kiya, ye aankhon ka shukrana hai. And whatever bad the eyes have seen and you conceal it, forget about it, do not narrate it to anybody, that is actually the correct use of eyes, and you are in another way thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with the ni'mat of eyes. Further on he asks, O Abu Hazim, how should I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon my ears? Ears are also a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. How do I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon my ears? So Abu Hazim rahimahullah replied, to remember anything good you hear by means of them, and stop from conveying anything bad what you hear. Meaning, whatever good you hear, remember it and benefit from it, and do not convey anything bad. Meaning, you happen to listen to something bad, maybe you heard evil about somebody, maybe somebody came to you and speaking, oh, so and so is like that, so and so is like that. So the order for us is that we close our ears on that. We don't convey it. Ki kisi ne aake agar humse koi achhi baat keh di, koi nasihat kar di, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki hadith paak hai, ballighu anni walau aya, that conveyed from me even if it's one verse. So if you hear something which is beneficial, if you hear something which is good, एंड यू स्प्रेड दैट, कुछ अच्छा सुन के अगर वो आपने आगे फैलाया, वो कानों का सही इस्तेमाल और अल्लाह ताला की नेमत का शुक्राना हुआ। और अगर कोई बुरी बात सुने तो उसे आगे ना पहुंचाएं, ये कानों का शुक्र हुआ। मगर हमारा मामला उल्टा है। फॉर अस इट इज अ कंप्लीटली ऑपोजिट मैनर। इफ समबडी कम्स एंड सेज दैट सो एंड सो इज अ वेरी लवली मैन, सो एंड सो यू नो इज सो जेनरस, लुक एट हिम व्हेन ही स्पीक्स, ही इज सो काइंड, इज सो अफेक्शनेट, I saw him this other day, he was dressed so nice, man, he was smart. We won't go to that person and say that, you know, so and so was telling you, you are a smart person, you're a handsome person. But if we hear something like, hey, that guy's a miser, he's a stingy, he's like this, he's like that, he doesn't even know how to dress properly. You saw in so and so's wedding how he was dressed. That's something, you know, our stomach will start rumbling that, you know, as soon as I get out from here, I need to contact that man and let him know. That see how much I care for you, so and so guy is speaking like this against you. Total opposite. We are supposed to convey good and erase the bad, leave the bad. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that he who covers his Muslim brother in the dunya, Allah ta'ala covers his faults on the day of judgment. Ke jo koi apne bhai ke uyub par dunya mein parda poshi rakhta hai, Allah ta'ala uske uyub par akhirat mein parda rakhta hai. So, which one do we want? If we go about exposing people's faults today, then tomorrow, if you think that your faults will be, you know, concealed, it is a big mistake. Maybe you know four things about a person. But about you, Rabb Azza wa Jal knows everything. Everything is written, everything is recorded. Nothing can be hidden. So we rather help one another. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, that help one another on the acts of piety and righteousness, and do not help one another on the acts of evil and sins. Do not help one another in bad things, help one another in good things. So if you hear something which is good and you convey it, that's thankfulness for the ears, that Ya Allah, you have given me ears, I have made the correct use of it. But this man continues, he says, O Abu Hazim, you explained to me about ears, but then what is the thankfulness of the hands? How do I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my hands? Abu Hazim rahimahullah replied, do not use them to acquire that which is impermissible. Do not prevent them from fulfilling the rights that Allah Almighty has made compulsory upon you. Meaning, do not put your hands towards those things which are haram. Allah ta'ala has said alcohol is haram, sharab is haram, do not touch it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said zina is haram, do not spread your hands towards that direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said do not earn haram, do not spread your hands towards that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said gambling is haram, do not spread your hands towards that. Allah ta'ala ne jin cheezon ko mana farmaya hai uski taraf hum haath na badhaye, ye haathon ka shukrana hai. Aur jin cheezon ki taraf Allah ta'ala ne hukm diya hai wahan se haath na kheenche, ye haathon ka shukrana hai. And towards those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us and encouraged us, we should not pull back our hands from that. This is the shukr of the hands. This man further continues, O Abu Hazim, how do I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the stomach? Allahu Akbar. How do I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the stomach? Do we ever think about it? You know, Abu Hazim rahimahullah, the person who is advising, mashallah, his advisors are amazing. You know, in the olden days, those who would advise were amazing, but those who would come to seek advisors were also amazing. Who comes to us today to ask for advisors about how to thank Allah for the fact that I have a stomach? How to think about it? Today, advisors, we want, Maulana, please tell me, how do I do this trading? Maulana, please tell me, if I go to the moon, which direction do I face and perform my salah? Maulana, can you please tell me about forex trading? Maulana, please, can you tell me about how do I make more dollars? Give me some wazifa about money and barakat. These are the advisors we want. And those people wanted advisors about how to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, ya Shaykh, please tell me, how do I thank about my eyes? How do I thank about my ears? How do I thank about my stomach? Subhanallah azza wa jal. Abu Hazim rahimahullah replied that being thankful for the stomach means to have its lower section filled with food, but its upper portion section filled with the brim of knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Ke pet ka shukrana ye hai ke pet ka jo niche wala hissa hai use khane se bhara hua rakhe, aur jo upar wala hissa hai उसको इल्म की भूख से भरा हुआ रखे. दैट द लोअर सेक्शन शुड बी फिल्ड विद फूड, दैट्स फाइन, बट द अपर सेक्शन ऑफ द स्टमक शुड बी केप्ट हंग्री फॉर नॉलेज. मीनिंग डू नॉट ईट स्टमक फुल, लीव सम कैपेसिटी देयर विच कैन मेक यू फील हंग्री फॉर नॉलेज इंस्टेड ऑफ जस्ट हंग्री फॉर फूड. कि आपको इल्मे दीन की भूख हो, इल्मे दीन की जुस्तुजू हो, वो आपके पेट का शुक्राना है. दैट यू आर नॉट एंटरिंग ओनली फूड इनसाइड इट to this extent that it comes so full that there is no capacity to think about anything righteous. Because when the stomach is completely full, a person naturally gets lazy. When a person naturally gets lazy, where will there be hunger for knowledge? So keep it to the extent that you can also accommodate enough hunger to acquire knowledge as well. This man continues, what is the thankfulness of the private parts? Allahu Akbar. You might be astonished. Thanking over the private parts. Then there was a king. That king was asked by a wazir. Just imagine that you are stuck in a desert and you have nothing to drink. You have no food, you have no water, and you get extremely thirsty. What would you do? He said, I would do anything to acquire water. You see, you are about to die and you are extremely thirsty. Your throat is completely dry. Would you afford giving half of your kingdom to buy a glass of water? He said, yes, I would sacrifice my half kingdom if I can get that one glass of water. Allahu Akbar. Then that guy asks, so what about you had that one glass of water, but now that one glass of water, whatever water goes inside has to come out. It is not coming out. And you are feeling pain because of that. You are getting restless because of that pain. It is harming you inwardly. You are restless. Would you afford to give half of your remaining kingdom to make sure that that water exits your body? He said, yes, I'll pay and I'll give half of my kingdom if somebody could help me get rid of the water inside my body. Allahu Akbar. Then he explains that look at the worth of your kingdom. A glass of water is worth sacrificing your entire kingdom. He left everything and he diverted his attention towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the hakikat of the world. And what the point here we are trying to draw our attention towards is that not only eyes, not only ears, in fact your stomach, your intestines, your private parts are also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything stops functioning, it is a disaster for us. It can create many diseases. And we see people who are in their beds, who are suffering, who have all the wealth in the world. They have each and everything. They have nice cars parked in their garages. They have comfortable beds at their homes. But they themselves are sleeping on a hospital bed. They can afford to buy hundreds of restaurants of the world. But what they are having is just glucose and few biscuits. This is the reality of the world, yes. But a person who is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has little, but is content over what he has, he's enjoying those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A life of richness, a life of all sorts of bounties, a life of all sorts of luxuries. But a person is not able to avail the even basic luxuries. A poor man who eats a full stomach, sleeps properly, comfortably, goes to work in the morning. That person is more luckier. That person is actually in a much better position. In fact, that person is richer. Wo banda zyada ameer hai, jo sukoon se sota hai, sukoon se khata hai, sukoon se peeta hai. Aur ek taraf dusra banda hai, jiske paas duniya ki har cheez hai. Sukoon nahi hai, sehat nahi hai, bistar pe hai, glucose pe hai, biscuits par hai. Na sahi se kha sakta hai, na sahi se pee sakta hai, washroom tak khud nahi ja sakta. Naliyan lagi hui hai peshab ki. मगर है उसके पास बैंक में करोड़ों, तो क्या फायदा उन करोड़ों का. और दूसरी तरफ वो बंदा है जो थोड़ा कमाता है, शुक्र करता है, अच्छे से पेट भर के खाता है, रात को सोता है, सुबह काम पे जाता है, तो वो बंदा ज्यादा अच्छी कंडीशन में हुआ ना. सो द नेमत्स ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला इंक्रीज वंस वी आर थैंकफुल ओवर देम. सो अबाउट द प्राइवेट पार्ट्स, अबू हाजिम रहिमहुल्लाह रिप्लाइड दैट हाउ टू थैंक ओवर योर प्राइवेट पार्ट्स. ही सेड दैट दिस इज Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order. in Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, that those who protect their private parts, for them is glad tidings, for them is good news, for them is success. Allah Ta'ala mentioned several things, that these people are the ones who will attain success. Among them, one category is those people who protect their private parts. So the thankfulness of a person thanking for his private parts is that he refrains from zina, he refrains from adultery, he refrains from haram activities. That's the shukr over his private parts. The person was still inquisitive. He wanted to find out more. He said, "Oh Abu Hazim, what is the thankfulness of our feet? How do I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my feet?" Abu Hazim rahimahullah replied, he began to elaborate by saying that if you were to see anyone alive who you wish to be like, then use your feet to go towards his deeds. You see a person, you like his deeds, and you admire how righteously he performs his deeds, how many good deeds he has, how much ibadat he does. So move your feet towards his company, move your feet towards doing the same actions. And on the other hand, if you see a person who does not do good deeds, so stop your feet from committing actions like how that person commits. In other words, move your feet towards the direction which can lead you towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stop your feet from the direction which can lead you towards the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So different body parts and the methods of shukr. The bottom line is, whatever body parts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, use it for the right purpose. If Allah has given you eyes, these eyes are to see your parents. If Allah ta'ala has given you these eyes are to see Makkatul Mukarrama. If Allah has given you eyes, these eyes are to see masjid. If Allah has given you eyes, these eyes are to look at your mother with a nice smile and a nice glance. If Allah ta'ala has given you eyes, it means that you stop it from watching evil. If Allah has given you eyes, it means that you do not hurt the people with the gesture of your eyes. Yes, with the eyes, sometimes you stare like this, you know, staring with open eyes, in front of parents as well, in front of elders as well. Did Allah Ta'ala give you eyes for this purpose? Next time, when you make your eyes like a bulldog and start staring at your parents or staring at your elders, think for a moment, at this certain instance, if I go blind, what am I going to do? If Allah Ta'ala snatches this ni'mat from me, what am I going to do? Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam walked into the house. He saw a piece of bread and he said, "Oh Aisha, respect it, honor it. Iski ta'zeem karo." Ek roti ka tukra tha, zameen pe pada dikha. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha ko nasihat kar rahe hain, "Ey Aisha, iski izzat karo, ke ye roti agar kisi kaum se gayi hai to wapis lot ke nahi aayi." Respect it. Because once it goes away from a nation, it does not come back. You know, we are looking at the world. We are looking at the situations of Malawi. We are looking at the situations of other countries. The economy is getting low. Things are getting expensive. And this is internationally, it is globally, everywhere. Do we think about the reasons for it? And we don't need to go very deep for it. We don't need to look here and there. We don't need to look into the lives of other people. Let's look at ourselves. Because we are the ones who are also affected by this economical crisis. Let's think about ourselves. My sins, my ungratefulness, how many salahs of mine are in order, how often do I read the Holy Quran, how often do I assist the people, how often do I say Alhamdulillah whilst understanding that I'm thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how often do I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ni'mat He has blessed me with, how often do I do those deeds which can help me get barakah in the ni'mat I already have. Let's question ourselves. And if the answers are, "No, I'm not doing this. No, I'm not doing this. No, I'm not doing this," start doing that. No matter where the economy can go, inshallah azza wa jal, you will never sleep hungry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always keep you blessed. Because then you will be enjoying barakat and not just kasrat. There's difference between barakat and kasrat. Sometimes we think that if a person has $10 million, that's barakat. But how does $10 million go? You know, taxes, this problem, that problem, one accident, a million gone. this operation, that surgery, this cancer, that diabetes, this, you know, medication, and it's going, it's going, it's going, it's going. In Malawi, we are witnessing, isn't it? We don't have much healthcare facilities here. One shot of a heart attack or something, and a person is forced to go in an air ambulance abroad. And that doesn't come free. It's a lot of money. So a person is earning a lot, but it's also going rapidly. Think about the reasons. But on the other hand, you'll have a person, you know, alhamdulillah, we go to the villages. And when we go to the villages, these guys, Allahu Akbar, sometimes we speak to them, they have rice once or two times in a month. And the happiness for Eid is that we cook rice and meat. Yes, that's what they say. And they're happy with it. They're healthy, 70 years, 75 years of age. They had never gone in an ambulance to South Africa to get treated for their dialysis or something. Never. Why? They're happy and content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. We have found such people. Let me ask a question. Ek sawal karta hoon. Aap mein se kis kis ko zindagi mein sukoon chahiye? Who wants peace in their life? Everybody. Jis jis ko chahiye buland awaaz se aap durood sharif padhenge. Sallu ala al-habib. So now to attain peace. Just understand the logic behind what I'm going to tell you now. A person, a king, ek badshah tha. There was once upon a time, a king. Main English mein arz kar deta hun, then I'll, you know, wrap it up in Urdu very briefly, inshallah. There was once upon a time a king. And that king would always be in tension and in pressure that, you know, it's not right, that is not right, this is not fine, that is not fine. Always in tension, not able to sleep properly, not able to eat properly, not able to live properly, always headache, always worried, always this, always that. But he had a guard on his gate. And that gatekeeper would eat properly, would sleep properly, would be very happy. He would always be very happy. So he called one of his wazirs. Come here, tell me what's iske peeche raaz kya hai. Mere paas sab kuch hai, magar main khush nahi hu. Iske paas kuch bhi nahi hai, aur ye khush hai. Chain se khata hai, chain se sota hai. Wazir was very sharp. That wazir was very clever. Bahut tez tha wo. Usne kaha, badshah main samjhata hu. I'll explain to you. He says that, call that guy and give him 100 dinar. कि उसे बुलाओ और उसे 100 दीनार दे दो. एक 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 दीनार बड़ा महंगा होता था. 100 दीनार मतलब जिंदगी में कभी इतनी रकम नहीं देगी. आज एक साथ वो रकम देखना नसीब होगी. He hasn't seen that in his whole life, and today he is seeing all that together. That guy comes, the slave comes, the gatekeeper comes, the wazir takes out 100 gold coins and gives it to him, and he says that this is a gift from our badshah, this is a gift from our king. ये बादशाह की तरफ से तोहफा है, 100 दीनार है, ये आपके लिए है. मगर वो वजीर बड़ा तेज था. That wazir was very sharp. What he did was, he cleverly took 1 dinar and kept it in his pocket. Usne 1 dinar liya aur apne jeb mein rakh liya. To ab ye banda khushi khushi ghar gaya. He goes to his house properly. He's happy. Whole, you know, road, whole way. He's excited. Today I am rich. Aaj main paise wala ho gaya hoon. Mere paas 100 dinar hai. 100 sone ke sikke hai. Allahu Akbar. He gets to his house and he tells his wife, and he tells his children, बीवी बच्चों को बताता है कि मुझे आज ये मिला है, आज मैं बड़ा पैसे वाला हो गया हूँ. So now the children are excited, बच्चे खुश हैं, बच्चे कहते हैं अब्बू हम गिने, should we count? The children start counting, they are happy, and you know that happiness is seen in their eyes. So when they count, it's 99. गिना तो 99 निकले. अब परेशान बच्चे कहते हैं अब्बू ये 100 नहीं है, 99 है. तो वालिदा कहती है, यानी उस शख्स की बीवी कहती है, नाउ द वाइफ सेज लेट मी काउंट. द वाइफ काउंट्स. व्हेन द वाइफ काउंट्स, इट्स अगेन 99. जब बीवी ने गिन लिया तो अब जाहिर है बीवी के फिर ताने कि जिंदगी में पहली बार इतनी रकम मिली, एक सिक्का नहीं संभाल सके. यू कुड नॉट टेक केयर ऑफ 1 गोल्ड कॉइन ओनली. एंड नाउ दिस गाय इज वरीड, सेज नो लेट मी काउंट. ही काउंट्स 99. होल नाइट ही कुडंट स्लीप. वो पूरी रात नहीं सो पाया कि वो एक सोने का सिक्का गायब कहां हो गया. बच्चे अलग टेंशन में, बीवी अलग टेंशन में कि वो एक सोने का सिक्का गया तो गया कहा, और इसको ताने मिल रहे, संभाल नहीं पाए, इतनी बड़ी रकम है, एक सोने के सिक्के की कीमत क्या पता आपको, इतना वो है. तो वो बेचारा अफसुरदा सुबह आया. ही कम्स इन द मॉर्निंग, हिज आईज आर रेड. अब सुबह आता है आंखें लाल. और नींद में झूल रहा है, टेंशन में है, कहीं उसका मूड सेट नहीं है, तल्ख मिजाज से बात कर रहा है। एंड द किंग सीज हिम दैट नाउ ही स्लीपी, ही स्विंग ऑल ओवर, हिज आईज आर रेड, हिज मूड इज नॉट गुड, ही इज यू नो अनोयड, फ्रस्ट्रेटेड। सो द किंग कॉल्स हिम एंड सेज दैट व्हाट हैपेंड यस्टरडे, यस्टरडे ही वाज सो हैप्पी, कल तक तो बड़े खुश थे, खा पी रहे थे, मजे में थे, मौज में थे, सही से सोते थे, आज ये अचानक क्या हो गया, व्हाट हैपेंड टुडे, यू डोंट सीम हैप्पी टू मी। ही सेज दैट यस्टरडे यू गेव मी 100 गोल्ड कॉइंस, आई काउंटेड 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 बट दे आर 99 ओनली, तो मैं परेशान हो गया हूं कि वो एक सोने का सिक्का कहां गया, वेर इज वन गोल्ड कॉइन गॉन, आई एम जस्ट वरीड अबाउट दैट, सो आई कुडंट स्लीप होल नाइट। वजीर चुपचाप से बराबर में से निकलता है, द वजीर कम्स आउट एंड ही सेज वो कल आपसे गिर गया था, माजरत गलती हो गई और दे दिया। ही सेज दैट इट वाज अ मिस्टेक, आई हैड ड्रॉप्ड इट समवेयर, सो यू कैन टेक दिस वन गोल्ड कॉइन, प्लीज वी आर वेरी सॉरी, नाउ यू हैव 100। ही गोज अवे, वो चुपचाप चला जाता है। अब वजीर समझाता है कि बादशाह बादशाह मामला बस यही है कि वो 99 को नहीं देख रहा था, जो एक नहीं है उसको देख रहा था, ये इसकी परेशानी का और टेंशन का बाइस था। द रीजन फॉर हिम टू गेट वरीड वॉज दैट ही वॉज नॉट लुकिंग एट द 99 गोल्ड कॉइन, ही वॉज जस्ट वरीड अबाउट द वन गोल्ड कॉइन विच ही डिडंट हैव। तो हम जब शुक्र करने वाले बन जाएंगे कि या अल्लाह जो तूने दिया है तेरा शुक्र, या अल्लाह व्हाटएवर यू हैव गिवन मी, या अल्लाह आई थैंक यू, या अल्लाह यू हैव गिवन मी गुड इयर्स, यू हैव गिवन मी लेग्स, यू हैव गिवन मी हैंड्स, यू हैव गिवन मी पेरेंट्स, यू हैव गिवन मी अ कार, यू हैव गिवन मी अ हाउस, यू हैव गिवन मी फ्रेंड्स, यू हैव मेड मी अ मुस्लिम, यू हैव गिवन मी ईमान, आई एम ब्रीदिंग ऑक्सीजन, आई एम सीइंग गुड, आई एम ईटिंग गुड, आई एम स्टेइंग गुड, आई एम स्टेइंग हेल्दी, या अल्लाह आई थैंक यू वेरी मच, आई थैंक यू वेरी मच, इंस्टेड ऑफ थिंकिंग आई डोंट हैव दिस, आई डोंट हैव दिस, आई डोंट हैव दिस, बिकॉज दिस प्रॉब्लम ऑफ आई डोंट हैव दिस इज नेवर गोइंग टू एंड, बिकॉज वेन एवर यू गेट समथिंग यू विल वॉन्ट समथिंग बेटर, whenever you get that something better you will want something better, if your whole life goes in this process of I want that now, when are you going to enjoy, phir ab enjoy kab karenge, yani ek banda agar bangla banata hai na us bangle ko achhi tarah se muzayyan karta hai, bilkul apni satisfaction ke mutabik karta hai taki isme main sukoon se reh sakun, mera budhapa isme guzar sake, aisa nahi ki usko bana liya, nahi isme mujhe thode time rehne ka aur acha banana hai, phir aur acha banana hai, phir aur, तो उससे पूछा जाएगा ना सुकून से रहोगे कब, वेन विल यू स्टे कंफर्टेबली, सो वट एवर वी हैव दे शुड बी अ मोमेंट इन अवर लाइफ, नाउ वी रेस्ट, वट एवर आई हैव या अल्लाह थैंक यू एंड डू शुक्र ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला एंड एंजॉय द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला दिस वे, मे अल्लाह तआला मेक अस थैंकफुल सर्वेंट्स ऑफ हिम एंड मे अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला प्रोटेक्ट अस फ्रॉम बीइंग अनग्रेटफुल ओवर द नेमत्स व मा अलैना इल्ला अल बलाहुल मुबीन।
O Mubarak for you, is my prayer. O Mubarak for you, is my prayer. May you keep ascending success, stay.